Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll find my email address there on top of the page. You can contact me for prayer requests or any other reasons. Thanks again for listening today. And remember that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and a whole lot of other funny sounding places. So you can listen on just about any device you carry. As we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you as I do each and every single day. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for everyone who hears these words. Not only for them, but all the ones they love and care about. I pray that their lives be heaven on earth and be filled with your light and your glory and your grace and your abounding love. And all these things I pray through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Beings of Light. We begin in Genesis chapter 1. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Then we go to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man who comes into the world. Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Then Ephesians chapter 5, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." As I was praying today, all these verses about light started bubbling up in my heart, and I looked them up and began reading them. And Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words. He said, "My beautiful children of light, you are light as I am light, for you were born of my spirit, and my spirit is purest light, and there is no darkness in me. I want you to understand that you are the light and begin to know that you are, and learn to live as light beings. You're not mortal men, but are eternal God because you are one with me. That which is born of God is God. As it is written, if you are faithless, yet I remain faithful to you, because I cannot deny myself. I could never deny that you are mine, for you came from me. My loved ones, I didn't tell you to strive against the darkness, for darkness is nothing. Darkness is the absence of light, just as cold is the absence of heat, and sorrow the absence of joy. You believe these things to be opposite forces, but this is not so. Think of it this way. If you're in a dark room, you can't just grab hold of the darkness with your hands and take it outside. However, you can shine one light, and the darkness disappears because it is not really real. If you're in a cold house, you can't take hold of the cold with your hands and take it away, but you can add heat and warm the house up. If you are sad, you can't curse the sadness and make it leave, but you can begin rejoicing in your heart, and joy will flood through you until you forget about being sad. It is the same way with sickness. Sickness is the absence of health. You can try to fight against what you believe is real sickness and be overcome by it, or you can realize that I am your health, and the truth of who I am will restore you to your true self, who is whole and perfect in every way. My loved ones, our beloved Paul wrote to the Thessalonians that if you believe a lie, you enter into the damnation of that lie because you don't know the truth. If you believe in darkness, sorrow, hatred, sickness, disease, or poverty, that is what you will experience. If you believe in health and wealth and abundance and joy and long life, that is what you will experience, because it is the absolute truth. I am the eternal truth, and whatever you believe becomes truth to you, and you are so powerful that you will create experiences that agree with what you believe, whether it's pleasant or painful. Our dearest friend whom you call John said that if you walk in the light, as we are in the light, you have fellowship with us. If you believe that you're children of light and our children, you will live and experience the life of abundance and joy. As a man thinks in his heart, so is his personal reality. You have been given a choice to choose abundance or lack, and to do so by what you believe in the deepest level of your heart. My loved ones, I say all of this so you will know that you are children of light. All that is necessary to fill your lives with light and health and prosperity is to believe that you are the light and you're not affected by the darkness. Have you ever seen a candle shake in terror because it was surrounded by darkness? No, and neither should you, because you understand now that light is the truth and darkness is a lie called nothing. So-called religion has taught you that the darkness is real and there are evil beings all around you. This is not truth. Here is the truth as we had our beloved Paul explain it in the letter you call Colossians, when he said, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, now he hath reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. My loved ones, no more fighting darkness. Shine, shine, and shine some more, until light fills every place in existence. Don't forget to keep your eyes focused on the light, and your body will be full of light. As you just heard, all things in heaven and earth, and all beings were created by my Son and for my Son. He made peace with all things, whether they be principalities or powers, or beings seen or unseen, by offering himself upon the cross. If he made peace with all beings, then who are you fighting? You have nothing to fight but the ignorance of the truth of who you are and why you are. If you know you are light, you will not fear darkness. If you know you are abundance, you will not fear lack. If you know you are health personified, you will not fear sickness. If you know you are life eternal, born from the eternal one, you will not fear death. The things you see in your world that represent darkness is the wickedness of the hearts of men who will not allow the light into their existence because they love the shadows more than the light. The more you know that you are my light and you see all as light and you already see the earth filled with my glory, then this is what you will experience. As it is written, arise and shine. It doesn't say arise and look for a light, for the light is already within you. Know who you are. Know that you are the light and realize that all you need is already within you. You are the light of the world and the city set on a hill. You are light from our light. Our holy place is within you. Remember, my precious ones, don't fight the darkness, but allow the light within you to fill your whole world with glorious light. And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.